Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Poffel, and with us this morning is Alan Colvin of the Pride Academy. And, Alan, welcome to the program. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
All right. And if you could, just tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with the Pride Academy.
I am a graduate of Prairie View A&M University. I hold a Bachelor of Science degree in Interdisciplinary Studies with the emphasis in special education. I also hold a master's degree from Prairie View in Mid-Management Administration. I've worked for BISD for approximately 13 years. 11 of those years I taught at Brenham High School as a special education resource teacher. The past three years, I worked at Pride Academy in the same capacity. My role at Pride Academy recently changed from teacher to administrator with the recommendation of Dr. Jackson and the acceptance of their recommendation from the school board.
Now, I hear you talk about Pride Academy. Can you explain what Pride Academy is all about?
Well, Pride Academy educates students who are at risk of dropping out of school. At Pride Academy, students are educated using a non-traditional school setting called an optional flexible school day. This is approved through the Texas Education Agency. Students are able to receive an education using flexible school day schedule and allows them to come to school for approximately 4 hours a day from 7:30 to 11:30 or 11:30 to 3:30.
Now, the first 3 weeks of school have passed by us. Can you tell us something exciting going on at the campus?
Sure. Pride Academy is off to a great start. We're making great strides at establishing a sound school-community relationships. Sonic Drive-In and the Cannery Kitchen, they welcomed our teachers back to school by providing them free lunch. Thanks to Ed Tolliver and Reverend Randy Wells, we also received some dabs this year from the Washington County Minstrels Association. That stands for Donuts and Blessings. On yesterday, the Woodman Life Group donated 2 new flags to be flown at Pride Academy. We'll be participating in the homecoming parade this year, and Tegeler Toyota will provide us with a truck to drive, and Take 3 Trailer will donate a trailer for our teachers to ride on.
All right, and can you tell us a little bit about what kind of student opportunities Pride Academy provides for its students?
Oh, yes. We recently took a tour of the Blinn Cottage Holy Center on September the 6th. Director David Yeager, along with instructors Jackie Schrader and Briscoe Humes, all took the time to explain to our Pride students the wonderful programs Blinn Cottage Holy Center has to offer. I'm expecting 4 students to enroll in the upcoming classes this week. 3 students will be seeking a welding certification, and 1 will be seeking a certified nurse's aide certification. Our goal is to ensure that all Pride students are employable once they receive their diploma.
Now, with you being a new administrator, what is your campus culture like, and what else can we expect from your leadership?
Oh, the campus culture is great. I couldn't ask for a better team. The students are excited, the teachers are excited, and the community is excited about the positive things going on at Pride Academy. You know, the BISD theme this year is One Brenham, Better Together. I think that we are the perfect example of that. What to expect from my leadership? First of all, ensuring my teachers are motivated and are given every opportunity to grow. Under my leadership, students will be given every opportunity possible to attend a junior college or a technical school of their choice. That is a highly encouraged not only by me but by my teachers as well. We want to promote more parent participation and community participation. So if you would like to help donate to Pride Academy, just give me a call at 979-277-2150 or stop by the Community Ed Building. I'll be glad to sit down and talk with you.
All right. And anything else you'd like the public to know that we haven't discussed yet?
Oh, yes, yes. Pride Academy will be celebrating our open house on September the 26th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We hope to see you there and meet and socialize with all the school board members, as well as our parents and students, and to see all the great things going on at Pride Academy.
All right. Alan Colvin, thanks an awful lot for being with us this morning here on the BISD Roundtable.
Thank you for having me, Ed.
All right. And you've been listening to the BISD Roundtable. We'll be back again next week right here on KWHI.